Thank you, Chair. Good morning, everyone. So I'm going to present today about a policy that we put in place around increasing the old age security pension for older seniors. And so these are for seniors who are 75 and older. Let's see if I can make it work. No. Okay, so my first slide is a little bit of background, and I'll just there we go. Okay, a little bit of background about the program of the Old Age Security Program. I don't think you really need to know this part, but otherwise you won't know what I'm talking about. So I just thought I'd spend 1 second on this and to talk about that the Old Age Security Program is a non-contributory residence-based program financed entirely through general government revenues. So it's a program that is offered to all seniors over 65 years of age, and we have some flexibilities in it about delaying collection till older ages at higher amounts. But the main issue that we were looking at with this policy change was about increasing the payments for seniors who are older, over 75. And one of the things I thought was interesting about the conversation this morning is we shifted. Sometimes the evidence drives the policy, and sometimes the policy drives the evidence, and sometimes it's a little bit of back and forth between the two. So in this particular case, the government made a decision, of course, based on consultations and discussions that they'd had with Canadians, and an assumption that seniors over 75 were facing different costs, higher costs than younger seniors. So indeed, this is the case, and so we looked at the evidence when we were implementing the policy in July 2022 about what were the issues facing seniors in this older age group compared to the younger age group, and we looked at employment, we looked at income, we looked at disability, we looked at gender, and we looked at survivors. We have a standard practice in Canada that all policy goes through what we call a GBA plus analysis, which is a gender-based analysis plus. The plus is probably bigger than the GBA now, but the plus includes things like LGBTQ status, disability, Indigenous, and it's purpose is to try and look at different populations, which of course is a challenge because we don't always collect data across all of those different issues, especially for older people. So the reason we focused on the factors that I've put in here, employment, income, disability, gender, and widowhood, is of course because we have that data. Looking at employment and income, this is interesting because we had to use some census data as opposed to just labor force survey data because that's where we're collecting information about older seniors. We had some discussion yesterday about, or 2 days ago, I guess, maybe, about who are older workers. We were actually looking at older workers as what is the difference between those who are 65 to 74 and 75 and older. So what we found is that, and not surprisingly, but what we found is that fewer seniors age 75 and older had employment income, 15.4% compared to 34.2%. Those numbers are fairly low when you look at general population of labor force participation, but interesting that they're as high as they are for these older groups. Also, we found that even when seniors were working at older ages, their income, their median employment income was lower. We also looked at incomes below 30,000. So this is interesting because when we looked at these incomes by categories as opposed to just a flat poverty rate, we came out with slightly different information. If you just looked at a flat poverty rate, the statistics didn't support this in quite the same way. And so that's I always say statistics are a bit subjective. Like, it depends the question that you ask on the answers that you get. And so we looked at it from this angle, which supported the issue around the cost of living for older seniors. I should say that this is a live issue in Canada right this minute. There's a bill in Parliament seeking to have this increase across the whole age spectrum, and a kind of pushback that this created two classes of seniors. But this is the evidence that we looked at that supported the policy change that we made. So also 4 in 10 seniors receive the GIS. The GIS is the Guaranteed Income Supplement, and that's a targeted support for older seniors, or for seniors on top of the Old Age Security Program. Health care and health care costs. So again, not surprisingly, many of you will know that disability rates tend to go to increase as people age, and indeed close to 47% of seniors age 75 and older had a disability versus only a third in the younger seniors group. And also that older seniors were more likely to have a severe disability. Also, rising costs in healthcare. And those rising costs in healthcare include both medicines but also include costs for supports at home, personal support workers, that kind of thing. Oops, up too fast. Finally, seniors, women live longer than men. You'll be surprised to hear. So what we found is that seniors age 75 and older were more likely to be, and survivors were more likely to be women, and that 4 in 10 were widowed. So again, the poverty rates of single seniors are higher than the poverty rates of dual singers, partly because of how we pay low-income benefits to couples versus singles, and partly because of costs being higher for people to live alone than being in a couple. So that was another factor for this group of people 75 and older. So some results. Over $800 in addition was provided to full old age security pensioners. So that's people who have lived in Canada for more than 40 years. But $800 a year is a fair amount of money in Canada. The financial security of over 3 million older seniors was strengthened in 2023-24 and ongoing, of course. Maybe I'll just add that the pensions for both the 65 to 74 year olds and the 75 year old plus are indexed, so the increase maintains. Thanks very much.